Oh shit.
What?
That background's real realistic. That's super cool.
Yeah, it is real. I'm on the couch.
It's Israel? Oh no. She's
It is
Jewish
real.
now?
No, it is real.
Wait, Jewish people live in Israel?
Yeah.
Alex,
What?
wait, seriously?
No, I th Oh, wait.
Jewish people live in Israel? Oh
That's where they fucking Wait, what? I'm so
no.
confused right now.
She looks at Jewish people and like, go back to Jerusalem, you fucking spick. And you're like,
I thought they were like Wait, so Israel is in the EU?
what?
'Cause the Jewish people were
No.
persecuted in the EU, right? Isn't that where they came
No.
from?
The EU didn't exist when Jesus was around.
What? But I'm so confused.
So they're like,
Okay,
it's
no.
above
Okay.
Africa, and they're like part of the African continent and that
Israel
little
is on
space in
Africa?
between.
No, it's
Like at
above
the,
Africa.
it's a like
So it's in
above
Asia.
Africa.
Okay, my wife is high, everybody.
No,
But
where is Israel on the continent? What continent
Oh
is
my
it on?
God.
Is
It's
it
in
on Asia?
Africa?
It's in Europe.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in Europe. I think. But hello, everybody, and welcome to the Human Podcast. We got Courtney back. I wish I had like the fucking
Hey.
the air horn thing. My wife is high and doesn't know about Jews. She's super fucking racist.
Near Saudi Arabia?
I mean, kind of.
Okay, 'cause it's where the Euphrates River is, right?
The
Oh my God.
Euphrates River. I love your fucking. You're just like, I'm just gonna mispronounce everything. I mean, didn't your dad fucking like go to like Israel? Like, look, here, it's over here by Jordan and Lebanon. Here. So, here's where Israel is. See?
It's where the first act of civilization began, right? Like the Fertile Valley or whatever.
No. The first fucking civilization happened in fucking, where the fucking pilgrims landed. They're like, okay, we're gonna be civilized this
Now you're
time.
just making me more confused.
Okay, it's below Turkey, it's above Egypt.
So it touches the Mediterranean Ocean?
Yes, the Mediterranean Sea?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it touches it.
Okay,
Yes.
I feel better now. I
It
do
is
know.
right next to fucking Iraq, Syria, Saudi Arabia,
Okay,
Egypt,
so.
Libya, Chad, the one that's spelled NIGER. I just don't want to say it because that's my wife's spot.
What? No! You've never hesitated to say it before.
Well, I'll say Nigeria. I know. You just
No, there's your freaking Japanese accent starting to prop up.
I know. I'm learning Japanese. I'm super excited. I bought books. I bought legitimate fucking books, Courtney.
I thought you couldn't read.
You did?
Yeah, I bought the
You can read?
I'm gonna fucking read in Japanese.
Hey, your dyslexia is not going to just only be with one language. It's going to be with all
Got it.
languages.
This is gonna it has a CD attached to it. That's why I bought it.
Oh,
Okay.
for the car rides?
For my truck drive, I'll pop that bitch in and be like, yeah. But legitimately, I bought it because it had a CD attached. I'm like, oh, thank God. Because I like reading is a difficult fucking thing for my ass to
Wait, it's
do.
not a workbook?
It's a workbook, yes.
Oh, okay.
But it's to, get you reading like a third grader in no time.
I
And
mean,
how much was it?
$127.
Ugh.
Yeah.
See, I get to borrow it.
What
Seriously.
the fuck? You're buying your own, bitch. Get the fuck out of
You're
here.
gonna make me. Okay, fine. Well, then I'm getting Rosetta Stone.
That's more expensive.
I know. I'll get it just to fuck with you.
Oh my
Then I'll
gosh.
borrow your Rosetta Stone.
Exactly.
Oh my God.
She won't, though. And that's the whole thing behind it. She will not fucking get Rosetta Stone or practice any Japanese. I'll just fucking be driving circles in Japanese around
If my
here.
Uncle Tim would just give me his.
Rosetta Stone?
Yeah.
Does he have it?
Yeah.
For Russian?
He has it for Russian, Italian, Japanese, French,
German.
He knows a little bit of German on his own. Oh, and Gaelic. Oh, and of course Greek.
Gaelic. Oh my gosh. Gaelic's dick.
Oh my god.
What?
Gays lick dick. Gays also lick pussy too.
Well, yeah.
You are so fucking high. It's great. You're just like, I don't understand his gay jokes at all. And the gay people are like, yes, queen. Oh my god.
No, wait. I'm not saying gays can't lick pussy.
Well, women can be gay too.
I know. I'm saying I'm agreeing with that.
She's like, I don't understand. Gay?
Okay, lick? The words that are coming out of my mouth are obviously not what I'm trying to say.
You are like fucking so high, it's Asian right now. Jesus Christ, you're going to go to Japan this high? And they're like, oh, are you from Japan? Whoa. And they're going to start speaking straight Japanese to your face. Like, oh, hi, gozaimasu, genki desu ka? Mm-hmm. And you're like, what the fuck? I'm too high for this right now, brah.
No, I feel like I've heard enough anime to, like, quasi-fake it.
No.
You know?
You're going to call someone, like, a fucking dumb dick fight.
I'm not going to speak to anyone specifically. Babe, you don't understand. We're going to another country where I do not, if I choose to, I don't have to speak at all. I could, like, just not talk to anyone for that entire, like, 2 weeks.
I mean, like, it's preferred, like, when we go to Saudi Arabia that you don't talk at all.
Oh my god, but it's a more excuse to be able to be silent in public.
You guys are planning on going to Saudi Arabia?
No, not yet, but you know, maybe
why
when...
Why not? You'll blend right in.
Yeah, I'll blend in. You won't.
No, I'll be your white harem girl. It'll be perfect.
You'll burn right in. Jesus Christ, it's hot as fuck over there.
I will. I'll be so warm.
But, I mean, still have to be covered.
Yeah, I mean, I'll put a black bag over her head.
Yeah.
I'm like, cover up, bitch. Just put her in a trash bag like they all do over there.
Like, oh my gosh!
I know.
Mm.
So how is it over there in California, Courtney? Like,
it's hot, smoky.
I know, just smoking so much weed over there. Fucking.
Quite honestly, like I've been like taking more edibles since I've been here.
It's because you got more.
Jesus, I got more. Three over there.
No, I bought some before I left, remember? And then my dad's going to get me some. Because he's got a friend that goes to the medical dispensary for him.
Your dad has friends? That's crazy.
Yeah. I know,
he
right?
probably has more friends than you.
Okay, I have like three friends. And most of them are on this podcast.
Oh my gosh. Well, most of his friends are dead, actually. It's kind of sad.
Wait, from the car accident?
Did he kill all his friends?
Within the last few years.
Aww.
That's what happens when you get old. Yeah. Like, your friends just die.
I know.
I fucking met a dude and he's like, all my friends are dead and it's really sad. I'm like, that is sad that you fucking drive your friends to suicide. And he's like, what? I'm like, don't fucking give me an opening because I'll take that goddamn opening.
Isn't that like the entire basis of All My Friends Are Dead book?
Is that a book?
Yes.
That they fucking all committed suicide?
No, so it's like a little kid's book, but it's like All My Friends Are Dead. And so the first one is like, I think it's like some sort of like extinct animals, like all my friends are dead. And then it's like a dinosaur and it's like all my friends are dead. And it's like a bunch of like really old things and they're all saying that their friends are dead, but it's hilarious. And so then you get to the part where the old man is like, almost all my friends are dead. And then the next page is like, oh, wait a minute. The last page, now all my friends are dead.
Good. I hope like all the fucking dead animals are dead.
I can't believe that. You got the alphabet book, but you didn't get the All My Friends Are Dead book.
See, like, there's a scene in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Where a dude hits a fucking cow. And I'm like, yeah! And, like, the fucking bank robber dude, you know, hates fucking cows. They're like, cows? I hate them worse than coppers! And he, like, fucking starts opening fire on the cows, but, like, they're unbothered. They just, like, walk into the road and hit a cop car.
Oh, really?
Have you never seen the movie?
No.
Such a good movie.
I haven't seen the movie.
Like, seriously, like, it's like a wild fucking ride, a bunch of racism, but they, like, kind of steer away from, like, the N-word, like, oh, I'm not going to go there, but we're going to fucking do a full burning cross and have John Goodman, like, be the leader of it. Have you?
Huh.
Do you not know who John Goodman is? I feel like I'm the only one that, like, ever watches a movie.
Well, we just don't pay attention to shit like that most of the time.
See, like,
I mean, is John Goodman hot?
I mean, I would fuck him, like, in any of his roles. I mean, I can probably fuck him under his chin. I think he's dead, though. He might be dead. Well, I
no,
mean,
he's
I'll
alive.
I'll watch that later.
He's 68 years old.
Look at Courtney, quick with the fucking. She's like
John Goodman.
John Goodman.
He's in like so many TV shows. Like,
wait, is this the guy who was the dad on fucking Lost in Space? Like on the black and white series.
Let me see. Well, let me see.
I don't know. That's him.
Oh my god,
he's super thin in that photo. Jesus, he needs to be fatter.
You would fuck him?
I would fuck him for sure.
He's disgusting, and he was such a bad actor.
He was such a great actor.
I hated him in Lost in Space. He was so scripted.
I mean...
And also, I just hated Lost in Space, and I will continue to hate on it.
You're just a hater.
Is there two John Goodmans?
No, there's John Goodman.
Okay.
I first thought you were talking about the movie.
We're talking about, like, the star from Roseanne, right?
Yes. The father from Roseanne. He was in The Big Lebowski. He was in Monsters, Inc. Then, like, a fucking...
Clover, the 10 Cloverfield Lane.
He was also in the Emperor's New Groove. Like, let's get to, like, the good movies. I mean, come on now. He was in the B-movie. He was in The Hangover Part 3. Oh, man. How have you, like, a lot of these movies I haven't seen because they look like garbage.
Yeah.
He was also in Speed Racer. He was a dad in Speed Racer.
Yeah.
Remember the fat dad in Speed Racer? He's like, this is my son. Blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't remember watching Speed Racer much. I think I fell asleep every time.
Every time.
Every time?
Every time.
Probably. I mean.
That movie is amazing to watch while high. Like, top fucking notch.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It's a kaleidoscope of colors.
I mean, honestly, I'm, like, going through and I'm, like, his cartoon movies are, like, the best ones. And then Roseanne. And then Roseanne said something racist. I don't really give a shit. But I'm, like, yeah, good job, Roseanne. And then they're, like, fuck you, Roseanne. I'm, like, no.
Yeah. They took her off the show and then they started a new TV show.
Yeah, they should have fucking, you know, kept her on. She was awesome. Like, they should have, like, just doubled down with her and... Like, anytime, like, a black character came on the show, just be like, you know, get out of here, darky! And just, you know, made her, like, a super-duper racist character. Been hilarious.
Yeah.
So, Courtney, do you want to defend yourself? Because last week we obviously made fun of you for losing your fucking keys.
Oh, yeah, we did.
And then, like, ignored your phone call halfway through.
That's what you guys were doing?
Yeah. So
you ignored my phone call.
Yeah, we saw your calling and we're like, no.
Oh my god.
I know. It's evil of us. So
yeah, you guys are evil.
So if you didn't watch or if you didn't, you know, listen to
as
last
he obviously
week,
has not.
Well, I mean, I'm talking to the fucking audience, the real people to listen. My real OGs.
Yeah.
The fucking people.
I don't listen.
Yeah, I don't listen to this shit. Are you kidding me? It's not even in my fucking playlist. I probably should listen just to get my fucking listens up. You know, subscribe to my own podcast. Yeah, it's such a great podcast. Like, review it. I don't even do that. I don't even know how. to be honest.
It's like when you're scrolling down an Amazon page and all the reviews are like super foreign names and the spelling's all off, and it's like, oh, it's clearly the business owner.
Yeah, I'm like, whatever. I probably have, like, my buddy Hank said, he's like, I left you a review. I'm like, on where? I'm like, they didn't tell me about any reviews. I didn't look. But I don't know how.
Yeah, didn't look.
I didn't look. I don't know how. Whatever. But so before Courtney moved to California, she left her keys in Denver. Go ahead and defend yourself leaving your keys in the woman's restroom.
At King Supers, okay. Where we only stopped for you to pee.
Yeah. So like usually I don't carry a purse or anything. But I took my purse and also my keys, which are on the lanyard, and I forgot to put the keys on, and I just put the purse on because they were on different hooks. Mm-hmm. So
you use the hooks in bathrooms?
How did you find them, by the way?
Oh, someone turned them in.
And oh,
you know, it's funny. I had money in it too, and I think the money was still in there.
Oh, wow. I would have fucking jacked that money quick.
Yeah, straight up.
I know, right?
In this economy, uh-uh.
I'm like, this is my COVID bonus. How much money did you have in there?
Not a lot.
Okay, then.
Like $20.
Yeah, if it was like $100, I'd be like, I'm taking half.
Yeah, like finder's fee.
I'm like, this is your stupidity fee that you have to fucking pay.
Yeah.
And then by the time you get it back, you're like, I don't have, you like get like, so you get to like Las Vegas and you only have like $3 and like no fuel. And you're like, oh shit, I don't have enough. And so you go in and gamble and you're like, okay, I'll put three on black. And it's like, red, and you're out of money, bitch. Get out of here.
Really?
I mean, that's how I assumed you got home. And you're like, oh no, now I have to like jack off a disgusting dude.
Oh my god, no, I. Oh my god.
And then you're like jacking off at like a gross dude and like, how much are you paying me again? $10. It's like, oh, yeah. I'm like jacking off even harder.
Oh my god. You guys.
Yeah, no, we didn't get, like, more tame while fucking you were gone. You're like, oh, they'll be sophisticated without me there. No. Hell no. And you're like, the dude's like, if I do anal, I'll pay you 60. And you're like, oh, that's tempting, but no.
Seriously. You guys are so weird sometimes.
So, like, whenever Courtney is, like, using something else, obviously, like, a blank label comes up and we don't see her. So do I just assume every time we have the blank screen and not her actual appearance, is she looking at porn?
I mean,
no.
Yeah.
Oh my god, guys.
That's just what I assume. You know, she's like,
oh, the guilty face returns.
Yeah. Seriously,
guys?
Definitely looking at porn. You know, she's like, just see the top half. The bottoms are off. You know, oh, like, we went to Hustlers the other day, yes. And they had, like, these chocolate fucking bars that were, like, vibrators inside. I almost sent one to you. Yeah.
Wait, what?
Like, they were, they look like chocolate bars, but, like, instead of stickers or Snickers, it's stick-it-inners.
Oh, yeah, I used to have one of those, but it broke. It lasted for forever.
Did it? Well, I mean, like,
yeah, like it quite honestly was one of my longest lasting vibrators. Like, it lasted for like years.
Just get the qualities maintained through the times.
Just send her one of those giant fucking really loud.
Yeah, please send me one because I've been looking for them and I haven't been able to find them.
I'm gonna like send her like one of those big giant massagers that you're intimidated by.
It was so heavy.
Because, like, they have, like, so the magic heavy wand, but I'm like, that fucking makes some noise. Like, they also had, like, a Sibian out, like, the cowgirl seat out. And pretty much it would allow, you know, a woman, like, sit on top of it, but, like...
Courtney knows what a Sibian is.
Do you know what a Sibian is?
What is it?
Oh, my God, Courtney, how do you not?
Okay, it's a fucking vibrating seat, and it has like a little fucking thing that goes up in your puss.
And, oh.
Yeah, it's and so, like, so you like turn a couple fucking dials, and it fucking goes crazy, and like, you know, there's women that have like, you know,
like a very scary, forceful amount of vibration.
And like a bunch of women will like come and sit on it, and like, you know, like, I lasted 6 seconds on the Sibian before coming.
Like, do they clean it between them?
No, absolutely not.
What the fuck?
These are dirty hoes.
But why?
Because it fucking costs $1,500, and you know, yeah,
they have to be sanitizing at least now with COVID, though, right?
No, like Courtney is the only woman that got fucking COVID in her pussy.
Oh, what the hell, dude?
I think we have an episode named like, you know, Courtney's COVID pussy or something like that.
What? No, you don't.
I'm pretty sure I do.
Courtney, I do have to agree with that. I'm pretty sure there is a segment too.
Yeah, like where we were talking about how like if you can have like contract COVID during sex, and Courtney would be the one to get it.
Like, oh, it wasn't with me.
Oh, it was definitely with you.
Really?
Yeah, I was 100% with you. I remember this very well. Let me see, like, cause I can just like look it up. I can just go on my phone and check it, log in. Look at her. She's like, you know, fucking exiting. I have to go see.
Better. She's looking at Sibian.
She's like, how much do these Sibians cost? 6 seconds for an orgasm? Hell yeah. Retarded strippers, cock contest, destroyed innocence.
But do you honestly ever want to come?
How do you spell it?
Like, the buildup is fun.
Sybian. Oh my god. She's like definitely looking it up. She's like, I want one. I can tell you how much it's gonna fucking cost and everything. Because I've already looked him up. We have an episode called Courtney's Crippled Dad. Retarded Magicians. Deep Dark Holes. The Perfect Sex Toy. Oh my gosh. Hey, I'm the Cook Being Creepy. We have so many fucking episodes.
Yeah, babe.
Is it wrong to fuck little ghosts?
Okay, yeah. So
over her head.
Shut up.
Yeah, because I'm looking up the cheapest one, and some interesting stuff is showing up.
Oh God.
Yeah, no, fucking cheap Sibians don't really exist. When's your birthday again? Is it in like November?
Oh my God.
July.
July. Oh, you're gonna wait. Maybe you get something nice for Christmas. I mean, like, let me see really quick. The loudest vibrator.
The loudest? Why would you do the loudest?
Because.
My mom, of course, is trying to call me while I'm on the Zoom call with you.
Yep. Yeah.
Doing this.
What is this?
And now I'm looking up a sex toy.
Nastygal.com. No, I want.
That's not a good name.
That's the fucking best name.
No.
Like.
No.
How to use a loud vibrator at night on reddit.com.
What? Why is that a Reddit? I guess, you know what? I can't be surprised.
The Lilo Sonia Cruz.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm going to fucking look this one up. Thank you, fucking Reddit.
Oh, no.
I found the cheapest one.
Lilo Sonia Cruz.
Oh, no.
Of a Sibian.
How much does it cost?
$32.
Jesus Christ.
It looks super cheap. It looks super cheap.
What the fuck? Come on. Okay. Yeah, this one looks like garbage. It looks like a fucking heart. This one looks crazy. Like the fucking this is the Sonia Cruz which, like, it looks like a fucking weird heart thing. I don't know.
Show me.
Okay.
Like that.
And are those supposed to be, like, loud or something?
Yes. Someone fucking was complaining about it on Reddit. Like, I love this thing, but it's loud as shit.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to find the loudest. How loud is the magic wand? Noise level of hot. Yes.
Oh, my God.
They're more
just
likely...
get the better than your finger massager.
Oh, no. I'm going to find a really, really loud. I don't care if it's $300 fucking dollars. Like, I'm going to find an insanely expensive one and just send it. And you're like, fuck. And then, you know, your dad's going to, like, wake up. Courtney, what is that? Is that an earthquake? Quick, Courtney. Drag me underneath the fucking door frame. Help, we're all gonna die. No, Dad. It's not an earthquake. Oh, good, the earthquake stopped, Courtney. I can hear my thoughts again.
I don't think we'll get an earthquake out here.
I know, but I'm saying, like, the fucking loud-ass vibrator that I buy for you, it's gonna be, you know, really fucking loud to where your dad is definitely gonna be able to hear it.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to get one that's, like, ran off a fucking gasoline engine. It's like a fucking dismantled fucking dirt bike engine. Like, bling, 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 like a fucking chainsaw. It's just, like, going in your pussy and, like, oh, no. Yeah, yeah. Not like, the chainsaw wouldn't be going in the pussy. It would be a different fucking head on it.
I know, but those look so uncomfortable.
Yeah, I mean, like, just...
Oh,
like,
you mean the rotating ones that are, like, supposed to imitate the tongue or something?
Yeah, those are weird.
No, I'm talking about, like, I take apart a chainsaw and then, like, engineer, like, a fucking dildo that gets ran off of a fucking chainsaw. Just, like, vibrates from the and it's like... And, like, goes in, like, 3 feet. Comes out your mouth.
Oh, my.
I know. Yeah, noise level of Hitachi wand. They're more likely to hear you than Hitachi. I don't use it on her if the roommates are home. Have a pillow handy.
A pillow handy.
To fucking put over her mouth. To kill her. The legendary... Oh, man. I tried the Hitachi magic wand and it ruined me. I love fucking articles. It has no right to be this powerful. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I mean, fucking, not gonna lie, this thing scared me. I like the fucking big words.
You like the big words.
I was too lazy to read the return policy anyway. I'm too lazy to read your article. What the hell did I just go through? I'm happy to report that I came more than once, in fact. I hate when I, like, read slow and I sound retarded.
So?
That confirmed it. The wand ruined me. After we were done, my clit felt raw and sore. I went to bed, but my ordeal wasn't over quite yet. I woke up still feeling a little sensitive and sore. The physical blah, 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 blah.
See, that's what I'm worried about.
I lost interest in having sex after weeks of low-key blah, 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 blah.
So basically, it's just too good that they couldn't get back into regular sex.
Thankfully, my sexual desires have since returned, and my pussy has recovered. But I learned I am way too sensitive for anything high-powered.
Yeah.
So for lame dumb bitches that have fucking weak pussies, it's not for you. But I'm gonna get I'm gonna get the one that fucking plugs into the fucking wall, so you have like constant power. It's like, you have like all the power of the world. And your dad walks in the room. What is this? That's a massager, Dad. See, it's from the back. Why is it wet? It's like, don't touch it, Dad. Why are you walking, Dad? I thought you were paralyzed. Nah, it's just fucking bullshitting around. I want that fucking disability money.
Oh, my.
See, and what's hilarious is we can see every time you fucking, like, click off the screen because it turns off your camera on your phone. So just...
Yeah. Pulling... It does?
Yeah. It like, literally just, you know, put your name up there and... It's like, yeah, we know what you're doing. Looking at Hitachi wands and all that. Oh yeah, I could just ship it to her house.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, how much is this gonna cost to mail shit? I'm like, oh wait, yeah, I can just go on Amazon and make the loudest vibrator in the world. Please. Loud vibrator. Like,
no. Get a quiet one. I want a quiet one. Then I'd have to blast music.
I like how it's like giving me like alarm clocks.
Alarm clocks?
Yeah, it's like
it's giving you alarm clocks.
Literally alarm clocks. With bed shaker vibrator for heavy sleepers. Ooh.
Mmm.
But like the frickin' first one's just a like, fucking Vibe Max. Whisper quiet? That's not what I want, you asshole.
Yeah, whisper quiet.
No, I want her dad to hear and just know. It's like, oh no, my daughter's getting ruined. Please, Lord, help me.
No.
He's like,
no.
Let me out of this hell. Just get your dad like earplugs for Christmas. Or like a nice, you know, set of headphones with noise canceling technology. And
you sound like a salesperson.
Put them on his head. And then you
supposedly
can...
he already has some.
Supposed.
Yeah, but he can't reach them. Or they're like across the room and he can't fucking, you know, army crawl over to them.
Excuse me.
Or get back into his fucking bed. Like, oh, Courtney, put me back in the bed. I got my headphones. And earlier, her dad wants to find out how he can listen to this podcast. How he can find it on the internet. And we say, no, you're not allowed. I haven't even told my mom that I make a podcast. And if she ever finds out, she's like, what's the name of your podcast? I'm like, don't worry about it. Do not worry about it, Mom. It's like, I want to listen. I think it'd be fun. I'm like, all right. I'm like, you can be in the next episode. I'll start allowing her to call in and just make fun of her to her face. I'm like, Mom, remember when you got fucked when you were 17 and got pregnant and then had me and then, you know, or like then immediately became like Christian and like, oh, I don't believe in premarital sex. I'm like, oh, man, I didn't get her during her slutty phase. Mm-hmm. Fuck. Then, like, my mom and dad got married and, like, okay, I'm going to fucking get it twice. You know, hit the jackpot both times, had a baby, and it's like, okay, I'm done with you. Goodbye. I'm going to take half your shit now.
Yep.
I'm like, my mom's a fucking bad bitch.
Mm-hmm.
My wife has her roots showing.
Her roots are showing?
Why did you say that?
Because it's very obvious underneath your little fucking umbrella thing you got there.
Thank you.
Umbrella thing?
She's like, since I bought actual microphone covers, we no longer need the pop filters because they're fucking essentially built into the microphone. And
oh, okay.
The pop filter she uses as an umbrella.
It's a parasol. Thank you very much.
Okay, it's a penisol, and...
I deserved that.
You did.
I gave you a word, and you used it.
You set me up for these fucking jokes, and I didn't knock them down. Sometimes, like, not all the way. Sometimes I just hit, like, the end of one. I'm like, all right.
Wait, no, don't distract me. I'm now mad at you.
It's a bowling reference. She's like... I'm mad because he pointed out the obvious.
Yeah, babe. You didn't have to.
How dare my husband say that I have dyed hair?
Oh, my God.
You know, I heard, like, the best pun. Like, I knew this guy. Well, I know him.
You know him.
I know him. You like, know him. I work with him.
You work with
and,
him.
And he worked for a carpet dyeing company.
Mm-hmm.
And the slogan was "Died right on the floor," and they dyed carpets.
Yeah,
and I'm like, that's fucking brilliant. It died is. Right on the floor. I'm like, it's fucking. I'm like, I didn't even know that was a thing, but I'm like, that's brilliant. I love it.
It is so good.
Like,
that's brilliant.
Give this man a fucking medal.
Mm-hmm.
100%, because he deserves it. Well, if it's not going to give me a loud vibrator, let me give it a big vibrator. Big vibrator. Yeah, big vibrator for big pussies.
I don't know if that's a compliment or an insult.
I mean, like, I just want to, like, okay, fine, here. Oh, actually, that's not too bad. Upgraded magic wand, massager, personal massager, USB charging, 8-speed, 20 modes, suitable for relaxing massages such as neck and back, legs, quiet. Jesus, it's big, too. It's $40. Actually, ain't too bad. And you can hook it up to your computer and... Yeah, that one.
Oh, it's one of those?
It's here, let me pull up the picture of it. It's that.
Let me see. It's that. Huh. You'd get that one?
Yeah.
Why not get a prettier looking one?
Why do women care? Like,
aesthetics is everything.
Then women would never let a penis inside of them, ever. It looks like a naked mole rat. They're like, yeah, get that naked mole rat dick in.
That's why women like to go for hot men, because at least the outward appearance is attractive.
Yeah, the outward
appearance. Take the good with the bad.
And then, like, they're like a hot white dude, and they have, like, a black dick for some reason. It's like... Why is your dick colored black? And it's like, fucking too many dick pills.
Those work?
I mean, I guess. I've literally never taken a dick pill. And I kind of want to get, like, a dick pill just to try it out. But I don't want to get, like, addicted to dick pills. Addicted. Addicted.
I heard it the first time.
You want to know it's a fucking son of a bitch, Courtney?
What's a son of a bitch?
We went to Hustlers, and I saw this fucking sex swing, and it, like, you know, showed the picture of the whole fucking thing, like the fucking frame, everything, the whole nine yards. I'm like, awesome. I buy it, take it home, and it's just the fucking swing part. I'm like, oh.
False advertisement gets him again.
I'm like, no. I thought it was going to be fucking everything.
Everything. So what did it not include?
The fucking stand. So now I have to, like, go build a stand. Which I'm going to do. I'm going to go fucking to Lowe's and get some 4x4 pressure treated lumber. Probably get some cedar or something nice.
Would it be easier just to hang it in a different room with the flat ceiling?
No.
No, you still have to build a stand?
I mean, it's just easier to build the fucking stand. because I don't know where the fucking beams are. I don't know how much weight these beams can hold.
Don't you just know that by, like, virtue of being a man? You just, like, touch things and
no.
you know about it.
No, because I don't know how old this house is. I don't know if there's ever been... Because I know there's termites outside.
Well, yeah.
I don't know if there's termites in the fucking lumber ahead. And if we fucking rip the fucking ceiling out, it's just easier to fucking pay a little bit of money, go get some fucking pressure-treated lumber. It's like $20 a fucking 4x4x8. And get five of those, $100. Get some, you know, 2x4 or 2x6s. Run it good. And throw it all on my miter saw, table saw, get it all done. Boom, ba-boom, ba-boom. Slap it all together, drill, 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 drill. Some fucking metal plates, and we're good. And put some eye bolts in, and fucking amazing. And I'm like, yeah. And you're just never going to use it. You're just going to like me sit. You're gonna be sitting in it, and... You'd be like a cat, like, sitting, and like, oh, this is nice and comfy. And, like, I walk in the room with, like, a big old boner, and, you know, like, running away, like, no!
Yeah.
Why did I handcuff myself to this?
I mean, she's been doing that for a while, making questionable decisions.
Yeah, I mean, she married a Mexican, and now she's up shit creek.
My life is going quite well, I'll have you know.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah, I'm working my dream job. I have you. Yeah, what else do I need to be happy? Oh, I have cats. Ooh, I have cats. And I can bake whenever I feel like it. I think I've got all I want.
Oh, I mean, you get baked whenever you feel like it.
This is also true. So five things that make me happy.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. I'm just peachy.
Peachy huevos. Maybe.
Are you peachy?
I mean, I'm fucking pretty happy. I mean, I got a woman that I can dump loads into without fucking...
Free of consequence!
Courtney, get your uterus removed. It's so much fun. And then you can, you know, advertise that on fucking Tinder and shit. Like, dump loads in me. Consequence free.
But nope. Not free of charge.
And then charge like...
I know, it's expensive.
Charge $100 per fucking load. You'd be like an expensive fucking washing machine. I mean, you just have to fuck, like, get yourself a bidet. So, like, that fucking, you know, pays itself off in six fucking loads. Mm-hmm. There's a shit ton of men in there that, you know, are like, yeah, I hate condoms. And
everybody hates condoms.
$100 for 30 seconds of work? You're making so much money. Like, your dad will, like, not even be disappointed anymore. You're like, how much money are you making an hour? It's like, well, it's $100 for 30 seconds of work. So a minute is 200 times 60. Like a lot of fucking money, Dad. Like $12,000 an hour. Just they have to line up and like stand behind one another. And when they're, you know, five away, they have to, like, fluff themselves up and get ready. It's like a bukkake party. It's gross.
Really? Why do you have to put it like that?
What else would you call it?
Big kake party. That's what happens when they're all black men and have big dicks. I feel like Courtney would enjoy it, though. She's like, and you know that's not the worst thing I've ever thought about. Just
that's not the worst thing
that you've thought about. Like, I can see Courtney being like, yeah, I'll go for it. How much money am I getting paid again? $12,000. All right. I mean, would you have? What is it? 120 men run a train on you.
Oh my god, just no.
No, I would. I'd fucking open my asshole, and after like the first three, I'd be used to it. And I'm like, yep, go for it. And I'm like,
oh my.
There's gonna be a point where I hit the biggest fucking dude. And I'm like, yep, oh yeah. And then, like, after an hour, I get $12,000. Fuck yes. I'm doing it in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
Like, if I was a woman, like, any man ever, all men would 100% be a whore. All of us. There's none.
You're already whores.
Oh, no, like, open whores. Like, open whores, open holes. Get in here, guys. Like every man. Like,
but men are already whores. They fuck whoever they want, whenever they want. That's the definition of a whore, right?
Yeah, but, like...
So, by nature, all men are whores.
Yeah, but all men aren't rapists, so we can't fucking fuck all the time. Like, if I was to walk down the street and ask 100 women, 102 would say no. Because, like, I'd, like, walk by a woman and be like, they're like, no! I'm like, I didn't even ask the question. Like, you're making the eyes at me. No. Get out of here, fag. I'm like, all right. Yeah, I do not have the
pretty... How are you a fag by asking women to fuck you?
They just like to hurt men. Oh. That's their favorite thing to do. Men like playing basketball and poker and fucking chicks. And
you like playing basketball?
I mean, men like playing basketball and poker.
So what are you?
I'm a fucking fat man. Not a men, fat man. It's a difference.
There's a difference.
Fat men, we like playing in video games, sitting at home, eating ice cream, getting fatter. I mean, taking really good shits. It's just, so fucking good.
Yeah.
You know, women like sitting at home, eating bonbons, thinking about taking their man half the man's money.
Oh my God. You're so mean. I've already eaten almost my whole box of bonbons.
So, yeah, she has bonbons. I just guessed at that.
What are bonbons again?
You'll figure it out when you get married.
What are bonbons?
Courtney, you remember the dark chocolate ice cream treats that I get from Trader Joe's?
Oh, those are bonbons?
Those are bonbons.
Okay.
So, fucking chocolate-covered ice cream.
Well, it's an ice cream bonbon. Bonbons can be cake as well.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Like men don't know nothing about bonbons. Because we're out making the fucking money.
Yeah. For me to buy more bonbons.
And for you to just stay at home and be like...
Eat more bonbons.
Yeah, that walk over there stinks. I'm not washing it. Like, smells like poo. I'm not fucking, that ain't my shit.
I'll get to it on Wednesday.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will, because it's going to be my day off in the week, and my cyst has really been hurting today.
Yeah, your cyst?
Mm-hmm.
Your system isn't working at all.
No, it's bumming me out.
Ugh, women are horrible. Why we like shorten it and just be like whore, because we just,
oh my,
we got tired of saying horrible, so we just like shortened it to whores. It has nothing to do with being slutty or nothing, just like, ugh, these whores.
Mm-hmm.
Really just short for horrible women.
I don't think so.
It's a bit, it's a comedy bit. But, oh, Courtney, did you tell your dad that his boy Donald Trump got the COVIDs?
He already knows.
I'm sure he does. I'm sure, like, you know, he called him personally. He's like, hey, Courtney's dad, yeah, I got fucking, I got the vid, man. The video games? Nah, man. You know, the fucking, the COVID-19. It's got me. I feel kind of poopy. It's like, no, man. You know it's fake. You know we made it up just to fucking kill Africans. It's like, oh, no. I guess someone made a real version of it. Sorry, bro.
Sorry, bro.
Yeah, I mean, your dad's a fucking Trump supporter, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm like, I'm not reading, like, what he looks like, you know, his whiteness wrong, am I? Like, all white people vote for Donald Trump. all brown people vote for Donald Trump because he's hilarious. All black people are like busy protesting. And
busy protesting.
Yeah, BLM. Mm-hmm. Do you not know that fucking black men are getting killed on the streets by police officers? It's a real thing that's happening. It's a problem, I guess.
Yeah.
She's like, no, that man had a good black dick. I wanted it. And you like run up like, wait, can you cut off his dick really quick and like fucking send it to a taxidermist and I can like have it as a necklace? Like, what's that fucking movie where he has like the fucking Minotaur fucking
Your penis? Majesty?
Your Majesty. Where he has like the fucking, you know, bull necklace or the Minotaur penis fucking necklace.
Oh, that was such a good movie. I love it when he's like going after like the princess and she's like got the spell on her to make her to want sex. And so like he's leaning over her and she sees the dick and goes for it. And he's like, no, don't suck that dick.
Don't suck that. It's dead.
My favorite scene in that whole movie.
My favorite fucking thing he did was Southbound and Down. It's such a great show. But yeah,
it is.
Oh man, like if you ever get the fucking chance, watch Southbound and Down. It's a fucking solid one.
Hmm.
Yeah, Courtney's like, what is Southbound and Down?
Yeah. Why not, honestly?
Like, Courtney's over here, but like, I have no fucking idea about anything.
What is it called again?
Southbound and Down.
Hmm.
Oh my gosh. She's just like, what? Now I'm going, pulling up some
fucking... Do you mean Eastbound and Down?
Whatever it was.
You don't even know.
It's a fucking down and down, whatever.
You don't even know.
Why the fuck would I need to?
It's a TV show, right?
The one who brought it up.
Okay.
You'd be a professor of knowledge.
It's Eastbound and Down. Not Southbound and Down. That's why I got confused.
So do you know what Eastbound and Down is?
No.
So, I thought you were looking it up.
No, I'm not.
Well, I'm looking it up. But I've never seen it.
I mean, yeah, most people, like the days when I was watching that show, I was stoned most of the time.
Really?
Your cat wants the fuck in. Watch out for your beer on the ground.
Her cat sounds so weird.
I mean, like I can hear him through my noise canceling. Like, I don't have them on, but you know, I can hear the cat through my noise canceling headphones.
If they're not on, they're not going to have the noise canceling.
No, the microphone picked up your cat's meowing, Alex.
Oh my gosh. Like I have like a separate microphone just so you can hear us.
Really?
So, yeah. That way it doesn't like reverb back through.
Mm.
I mean, like I feel like if I get close enough to this microphone here, it'll fucking still reverb, but I just have it loud enough so you can hear us, but it doesn't, like, you know, come back through and get all crazy.
Yeah. Cool.
I love going through Not the Onion because it's just crazy fucking stories that do not seem crazy anymore. Ugh.
Really?
Yeah, like, there is this...
Crazy story.
So, like, over there in, like, Sweden, there was a autonomous trucking company. Like, this dude fucking...
Oh, my God, this is super cool.
Yeah, you have to talk in the microphone. The condenser microphones. But, yeah, this guy fucking created, like, this, you know, whole driving thing and went to the Swedish Transport Authority to give it a driving test to prove that it can drive. And they said, fuck you, because it can't do an alcohol test and it doesn't have a driver's license.
That makes no sense.
Yeah, it does. Makes perfect sense.
How? It's a machine. It shouldn't have to qualify for that.
Well, I mean, it's just people being obtuse and being giant assholes because they can.
But why?
Because it's not the law yet. Yet.
If mm-hmm. we don't support change, we stagnate.
I mean, we've made leaps and bounds. You know, black people cannot be bought or sold in America anymore. I mean, other parts of the world, yes, but that's other parts of the world. One step at a time.
We've made it illegal, but I mean, technically still human trafficking still does go on.
Yeah, now it's girls and little boys and healthy people to harvest their organs.
Healthy people.
Yeah. Because you can get a good liver out of someone, good kidney, good lungs, good heart. And people will pay shitloads of money.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand.
Because they want to live.
Yeah, I don't understand why people don't just start kidnapping people and harvesting organs. Make a whole lot more of that way, and they still die. So you get your revenge for them, you know, ripping you off on a quarter pound of weed, and then you make your money back. Your fucking cat is redonk.
Why is her cat redonk?
Because it just fucking comes up and just starts batting her in the fucking nose all the goddamn time.
Well, yeah. Because she's taught him that so that he can get his treats. That's why he does that. Because she likes feeling his soft, squishy paws.
His toe beans!
Yeah, I mean, this cat fucking like smacks me with his paw, like claws in. And he's like, pa 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 pa, and he like pats me.
He does kitten baps.
If he's upset with me. He's like, you're an asshole. Fuck you. I'm like, aw, that's adorable. You're trying.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you like, you know, other than it being hot and shitty, like, in California, like, are you, like, working out there, or are you just taking care of your dad?
I haven't been working as much as I should.
Just been, like, you know, sitting at home, you know, watching porn, taking care of your dad.
Yeah.
Seems like a great life. I'm gonna like go break my dad's leg so I can get to do that to him.
Your dad does have a pretty nice house.
I know, right? I'm like, Dad, you know, it's like, oh, I'll just have my wife take care of me. It's fine, bro. I'm like, no! I wanted that responsibility. He's like, I'm like, you know I got married. I'm like, dude, you shouldn't have gotten remarried. My inheritance is going out the window. I was going to have so much fucking money. Honestly, I have no idea how much money my dad has at all.
Cha-ching!
You know, he could have like $20,000 and I'm like, you're so rich! And he can have $1 million and it's the exact same level of, you're so rich!
Yeah!
I guess so.
I mean, like, I don't assume your dad has much money.
Mm-mm. Dad doesn't have a lot of money.
What he should do is just try and sell pictures of his feet on the internet.
Of his feet?
Yeah. People love weird shit. And be like, I'm a paraplegic. You know, would you like to buy pictures of parts of my body? And it's like,
there's definitely a market for that.
There's always a market
totally
for
totally a market for that.
There's a market for anything. I'm sure there's a market for people like me. Like, I'm a really fat trucker
that fat of a trucker
that has very little body hair. Do you want to buy pictures of me?
You have a ton of body hair on your legs.
Look at that. No body hair.
No stripping in front of other women.
Courtney can't see. See? It comes up to here. So anything from here below, she can't see shit.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Different headphones on?
No, they're the same. That's just the fan. Oh. I was going to show you my. Look at my leg hair. Yeah. Oh man, it's not connecting.
You have to like turn off the fucking camera.
The virtual background?
Yeah, or yeah, whatever that is. Yeah, it's not even that bad.
They're not even grown out yet. That's my leg hair. Oh my god. I can't that believe house I'm talking about my leg nice. Hair. Yeah.
Is that a pumpkin in your background?
Yeah, there's a pumpkin.
Halloween
my
is
canceled.
My grandma
likes to decorate for fall.
You made it seem like this house is like a hoarder house that I see on TLC. It is not that bad.
That's because Courtney's been cleaning.
Yeah, you can see the floor. Like, I don't, like, how many dead cats did you find? Oh, I thought that was a live dog. She's like going through. Have you ever seen her dad's house?
No.
No.
Oh, but bad news. We won't be coming out at all. My vacation.
My vacation got
canceled.
No. Yeah, Alex said that she wasn't able to keep her thing.
No, like my entire vacation. Like my boss came up to me. He's like, "Hey, Alex, we can't fucking cover you." Like a couple weeks ago, Brandon died, and
who died?
One of my coworkers.
Yeah.
Yeah, he died in a motorcycle accident. So.
Like not on the clock.
Yeah, off the clock.
Aw.
He should have died on the clock. What a
loser. For reals. Fucking reals.
That's so sad.
I mean, a little bit, but I'm like. He was writing at like midnight. I'm like, dude. You know, you were probably doing something you were supposed to be doing.
Like midnight?
So, yeah, it was like Friday. It was like literally the day you left. Like that day at midnight, he was riding and he died.
Huh.
So I'm like, that sucks. That's why I don't make like excellent friends with people at work, because they, you know, typically either quit or die.
They quit or die.
Quit or die. Or get fired.
Yeah.
Holy shit, we've already been at this for over an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My wife is like all, oh, what's going on?
No, it's been over an hour. I gotta pee.
Alright, we'll go ahead and end this and then take a break. You want?
Alrighty.
Y'all want to do pee breaks?
I need to.
See you guys.
See ya. Oh, you check out my other fucking podcast too.
Yeah. Bye.
Argue this and all that.
Don't you have like an intro?
Yeah, I mean.
Just poured in?
Whatever. It's all linked in the fucking bullshit. Check it all out.
Yeah.